From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Doug Bernard reporting. Today in Norway,
the Norwegian Nobel Committee has decided to award the Nobel Peace Prize for 2017 to the international campaign to abolish nuclear weapons, ICAN.
That's Berit Riis-Andersen. She's chairwoman of the Norwegian Nobel Committee. ICAN is a coalition of non-governmental organizations in 100 countries promoting adherence to and implementation of the United Nations Nuclear Weapon Ban Treaty. Beatrice Finn is executive director.
Nuclear weapons are illegal now because of this treaty. Having nuclear weapons, developing nuclear weapons, using nuclear weapons, and when they continue this behavior, there will be a strong condemnation from the international community.
In announcing the award, the Nobel Committee said the risks of nuclear weapons are greater than it has been in a long time. U.S. officials say President Donald Trump is likely to decertify the nuclear deal with Iran. Trump is expected to announce his plans in what's sure to be a controversial speech next week, in which he would say the agreement is not in the U.S. national interest.
The Iranian regime supports terrorism and exports violence, bloodshed, and chaos across the Middle East. That is why we must put an end to Iran's continued aggression and nuclear ambitions. They have not lived up to the spirit of their agreement.
This would not scrap the 2015 deal, but instead return it to Congress. Lawmakers would then have 60 days to decide whether to reimpose sanctions. This is VOA. Russian authorities say a train collided with a bus at a railway crossing east of Moscow Friday, killing 19 people, many from Uzbekistan. Media reports say the bus driver may have ignored a red light warning at the crossing, and the bus stalled, leaving it in the path of the train. Crash is under investigation. Progress in Las Vegas, where police have found the car that they had been looking for as part of the investigation into Sunday night's deadly mass shooting. Police say they located the Hyundai Tucson at the Reno home that gunman Stephen Paddock shared with his girlfriend. Meantime, as authorities search for a motive for the attack, the head of Las Vegas Police Department says they also want to know if Paddock had help. Joe Lombardo is the sheriff.
You got to make the assumption that he had to have some help at some point, and we want to ensure that that's the answer.
Sheriff Lombardo said it is crucial to talk to anyone who knew the gunman in the hunt for possible accomplices. Protesters in Catalonia are demonstrating both for and against independence. Thursday, supporters of both sides gathered at a military base outside Barcelona, either protesting or supporting national troops deployed in the region. Spanish authorities have sent thousands of police and the Civil Guard troops to Catalonia in an effort to block moves for independence following last week's controversial referendum. VOA's Zlatica Hoch has more.
Spain's constitutional court has suspended a parliamentary session in which Catalan leaders plan to declare independence. A Catalan lawmaker from Spain's ruling party called on the regional leaders to heed the order. Catalan secessionist leader Carles Puigdemont has called for dialogue, but has not cancelled the parliamentary session scheduled for Monday. He said Madrid's show of force is only bringing more supporters to his side. But many Catalans want a peaceful solution to the impasse.
I may be naive, but I hope that the best can happen and they resolve it with dialogue and nothing more.
The mayor of Barcelona has asked the European Union to step in and facilitate that dialogue. Zlatica Hoch, VOA News, Washington.
Cambodia's government is moving to dissolve the main opposition party. An interior ministry spokesman says the ruling party has filed a lawsuit with the Supreme Court with the goal of dissolving the opposition Cambodian National Rescue Party, claiming that they are involved in a plot to topple the government. Observers say the crackdown is an apparent attempt by Prime Minister Hun Sen to shut down dissenting voices ahead of next year's election. And Tropical Storm Nate is being blamed for more than 20 deaths in four countries across Central America as it tracks toward a likely U.S. landfall. I'm Doug Bernard.
That's the latest world news from VOA.